suggest allow yourself to find a comfortable position. And feel the sacredness of this journey. A journey where you are retrieving your wisdom, your light, that is your birthright. A journey where you are stepping into your power. And it's not just your power, it's the power of the wise woman, the feminine. It's the power of a medicine that is so needed in the world today. You stepping away from that is also you stepping away from being part of the healing that is needed. And of course, you want to be part of the healing. So allow yourself to step into your power on this journey. Okay? And just feel how you start to let go of the outside world. Just letting go of all the thoughts, all the stuff, all the doing. And you are just dropping deeper and deeper and deeper within. Deeper and deeper. Into the stillness, the timelessness that lives inside of you. You're dropping into your mystical heart. And there is a beautiful light shining here in your mystical heart. And this light is a portal into the world of spirit. And you're journeying through this portal now. And as you arrive in the world of spirit, you find yourself in a beautiful forest. There is a path leading deeper and deeper into the forest. And you start walking on this path, taking you deeper and deeper into the mystery of spirit. And as you're walking on this path now, the forest becomes really dark. The moon is shining. You can hear the owls greeting you and whispering to you their messages of wisdom. And you continue your journey deeper and deeper into the darkness. Deeper and deeper, knowing deep within you that you are coming home. You're coming home to your truth, to your wisdom, to your power. You're coming home to her. And the path takes you to a river. And it's very misty here by the river. You know that beautiful mist that seems to just caress the river and the forest. And this mist surrounds you. The mist of spirit. The mist of the mystery. And there is a boat here, and you step inside this boat. And the boat is carrying you on the river, deeper and deeper into the mist. Deeper and deeper into the darkness of the night. Deeper and deeper into the far north of this world. It's getting colder and even darker, and the mist now transforms into snow that is falling softly to the ground, covering your hair, your hands, your feet. The snow is like kisses from the heavens, reminding you of the innocence of your light. And the boat is carrying you deeper and deeper along the river until you come to a mountain where it stops. And now you step off the boat. And as you walk up to the mountain, you notice there is an opening here in the mountain, like an entrance. And it's being guarded by two very large dogs, the Hounds of Hel, Hellhounds. And they acknowledge you as you arrive. And as they know you are on a sacred journey, they let you pass. And as you walk through the entrance into the mountain, you find that there is a tunnel here, a tunnel that is leading down. And you follow this tunnel, and it's taking you down, down, down into the womb of the mountain, all the way down, down, down to an underground cave, which is like a huge hall, but a hall with an open roof, so you can still see the moon and the stars shining above you. And there is a beautiful fire burning here, a divine fire, a fire of healing and transformation. This is Hel's fire. And in this hall, you now meet the dark goddess Hel, the Norse goddess. And she is huge. She is a giantess from the north. Half of her is white, like the glowing moonlight, or like the beautiful summer's night in Scandinavia. And half of her is dark, like the dark moon, or like the dark blue midwinter sky in the night. See her, feel her, acknowledge her, sense her. She is a portal of death and rebirth, a portal of transformation, and this is her hall, where she guides you through your own death, transformation, and rebirth. And she welcomes you. And you now notice that in this hall are also her sisters, the other dark goddesses of the world, such as Ceridwen, Hecate, Kali, the Black Madonna, Isis, Persephone, and many others. They're all here to to help you awaken your inner wisdom so you can step into your power and shine your soul's light, as this wisdom and power and light is needed in the world today. And they ask you to kneel down. And as you do that, they start to remove from you that which has been suppressing your inner wisdom, that which has been holding you back from shining your light and stepping fully into your power. Just let them remove it from you, from your mind, from your body, from your energy field, from your roots, from your past. Surrender into their wisdom, into their love for you, as they remove that which has been holding you back from being the truth of who you are. Just let them blow it away, wash it away, burn it away, catch it away, freeing you, liberating you. And they now invite you to step into the fire that is burning here. And let the fire free you even more, burn through you, clear you, cleanse you, release you. And as it's doing that, you realize that this fire is a portal. And as you journey through this portal now, together with Heal and the Dark Goddesses, you come to a room with three doors. And Heal tells you now that you are soon going to journey into what's behind these doors. And what you will experience will help you heal, so you can claim your power, you can claim your truth, you can claim what has always been yours. And Heal now opens the first door, and she tells you that it's time for you now to go on a journey and notice all the ways in which you suffered in the past, all the lifetimes where you have suffered, where you've been persecuted for the wisdom you carry, where you've suffered injustices and deep wounding. So feel how you step through this door now, and you set off on a journey together with Heal and the other Dark Goddesses into a mythical landscape where you are noticing all the ways in which you suffered in the past for being the wise woman that you are. Just observe it all. It is as if you're starting to witness this red thread of various lifetimes, various ancestral patterns, where you've been wounded for embodying this ancient wisdom. I will be quiet for quite a while now, so you can witness this now. Notice if there is any clearing and healing for you to do here. Perhaps you need to cleanse heavy areas away. Perhaps you need to bring the healing divine fire into the past to transform it all. Perhaps you need to blast it all with love, with compassion, with forgiveness. Let the dark goddesses help you and trust your intuition to what needs to happen here today so this can heal now. I will be quiet for a while so you can do this. Heal now takes you to a healing fire where you sit down together with Har and the other dark goddesses. And you now see how all the other versions of you from these different lifetimes, they come to this fire too. And you all sit here by the fire, letting the fire heal you, warm you, letting the dark goddesses love you all, and let them now share with you, let the dark goddesses share with you the positive learnings and the wisdom that are here for you so this can heal now. Let the dark goddesses help all of these other versions of you to heal now by being held in their love and by receiving their wisdom. Like all this love, all this wisdom flows inside you and the other versions of you are all gathered here around the fire, healing you all, strengthening you all. And thank all of them that are here by this fire. And then let these other versions of you now, from these past lifetimes, let them step into this healing fire now that is burning here. And as they do that, one by one, they are being cleansed and released. The fire acts as a portal, and they are being released to where they need to be for their highest good. And then you too step into the fire. And as you do that, you are transported back to the room with the three doors. And Heal now opens the second door. And as you step through this door, you find yourself in a mythical landscape where you start to witness all the ways in which you've been avoiding stepping into your power. All the ways in which you've been hiding from the truth of who you are, that you are the light, that you have an ancient wisdom living inside your bones. So notice now all the ways in which you've been avoiding stepping into your power, all the ways in which you've been allowing your energy to drain out of you, all the ways in which you have allowed your light to be dimmed. I will be quiet for a while so you can witness this now. Notice now if there is any clearing and healing for you to do here. Perhaps you need to cleanse heavy areas away. Perhaps you need to bring the healing divine fire into the past to transform it all. Perhaps you need to cut yourself free from how this has been holding you, trapping you, draining you. Perhaps you need to blast it all with love, with compassion, with forgiveness. If you need to, use your breath, your intention and your body to shake the hold this has had on you away. Let the dark goddesses help you and trust your intuition to what needs to happen here today so this can heal now. And I will be quiet for quite a while so you can do this now. Heal now takes you to a healing fire where you sit down together with Heal and the other dark goddesses, and they now invite you to notice the energetic cords you may have formed with other people, places, behaviors, addictions, old contracts, and maybe even curses that have caused you to allow your energy and your light to be drained away. Just notice all these cords like a web, a toxic web, trapping you. And then start to cut yourself free from all these cords, all these strands that have got you caught in a dark web, the web of the ego mind, of the false self. And place all these strands of this web on the fire. So you let the fire burn it all away. And use your body, use your breath, use your intention to release yourself from this. Trust your intuition here. You may need to cough it out, scream it out, shake it out, stomp it out, vomit it out. Just cut yourself free, break free. Loosen the hold this has had on you and then just wrap it up and throw it into the fire. Let it all go, let it all go, let it all go. Let the fire burn it all. Let the fire transform it all. And for some of you, you may even feel how this web that's got you tangled in it, how it's also starting to get tangled up with your loved ones in different areas of your life, and just bring those threads of that toxic web back from those areas, back from those relationships, and throw it into the fire. Free yourself, free yourself, free yourself, and free your loved ones from this. And then take an aspect of this fire and place it on your hands. And now place this fire over your body, over your energy field, and let this fire burn through you, releasing you fully from all of this, cleansing you, freeing you, releasing you. Releasing you. You can even say, release me, release me, release me. So you are free to expand into something new. And the dark goddesses now, they share with you what it is they want you to know, so you can awaken this ancient wisdom within you now. Accept their wisdom, accept their guidance. Let it in, let it in, let it in. Trust them. And then you step into the fire. And the fire becomes a portal, and you find yourself being transported back into the room with the three doors. And now Heal opens the third door. And as you step through this door, you find yourself in a beautiful landscape, like a Garden of Eden, with two rivers. The river on the right is the river of the divine masculine, and the river on the left is the river of the divine feminine. And you are being met here by your mentors and guides from the divine masculine and from the divine feminine, and perhaps also from your wise ancestors that are helping you from the world of spirit. And they start to bring to you gifts of wisdom that you are meant to embody. Gifts of healing and light and compassion and love and clarity and power. Just notice what these gifts are and let yourself receive them all. I will be quiet for a while so you can receive all of this now. Feel how all these gifts of wisdom and love and healing and compassion and clarity are flowing into you now. How all this wisdom is awakening within you, and how this allows you to grow and grow and grow. So you become like a beacon of light. A wise woman filled with wisdom, filled with light, filled with compassion. And notice how you are meant to share this wisdom and light through your thoughts, through your words, through your actions. How are you meant to show up, extending this light to others? How are you meant to share this wisdom with the world? Heal and the other dark goddesses, they now start to show you how they want you to step into your power and shine your light so you can be of service to the healing of the world. What are you being shown here? How do they want you to share this ancient wisdom and light and truth? And they now take you into the fire, and this fire becomes a portal. And together with Heal and the Dark Goddesses, you now journey through this portal into our world here. And together with them as your witnesses, feel, see, hear and experience yourself sharing this wisdom, this light, this truth with the world. Through your words, through your writing, through your actions, through your being, through how you show up in the world. See how you journey out into the world like this beacon of light, sharing this ancient wisdom like a healing medicine to all the corners of the world, like ripples of light extending outward from you, daring to share it with others. And as you're doing that, notice how so many of your sisters are doing the same thing. How we are all here like beacons of light, sharing this ancient wisdom with others, with the world. With the dark goddesses helping us, guiding us, supporting us. With the dark mother's wisdom awakening within us. We are sharing it, we're expressing it. We are extending it out into the world like a healing medicine this world needs. Can you hear the cries from the world? Can you hear the cries from the humans? Can you hear the cries from the earth, from the animals, from the plants, from the trees, from the oceans? This world needs her ancient wisdom to rise within us, and you are extending it through you. So you allow yourself to be a portal for her wisdom to rise and be expressed through you. And notice how we are all here extending this wisdom like a beautiful light. It's like we are weaving all this light, all this wisdom, all this healing, all this compassion into the web of life, helping to heal our collective consciousness. And feel and see and experience how we are all here weaving, 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 weaving. Through laughter, through joy, through sisterhood, through compassion, through courage, through stepping into our power to be the wise women, birthing this new consciousness into being. Then journey back to the river, where you say goodbye to Heal and the dark goddesses. Step inside the boat and let it now carry you back on the river, through the mist, back, 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 back. All the way back to the forest. You step off the boat and then you walk along the path in the forest. The moon is still shining her beautiful soft light, and the dark sky is filled with twinkling stars. And you keep walking on this path through this ancient forest to the portal that leads into your mystical heart. And you journey through this portal now. coming back into your body, back, back, back into the here and now. And as you're back in the now, just take a deep breath in. And as you breathe out, feel how you're breathing out all this wisdom into your life. And for every breath that you breathe in, you're drawing on this wisdom from the world of spirit. It's like your breath is the portal. And as you breathe out, you're breathing out, you're infusing your life with this wisdom, with this healing, with this light. Just keep breathing in, retrieving all that wisdom, and as you breathe out, infuse this wisdom into your life, and you can send it into areas of your life where this wisdom, this light is needed. So you allow it to become the healing medicine also in your life. Your breath is the portal. You're breathing in spirit, all the wisdom, the healing from spirit, from the world of spirit. And as you're breathing out, you're extending it out into your life, into the world. That's good. And then take another deep breath in. And as you breathe out, you can open your eyes. And take a few moments now to write down your insights and learnings and messages. And I will let the music be on for a little while so you can do that. And thank you for doing this journey with me here today.